Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that we can spend time together to learn the Word of God. And I believe that the Holy Spirit will feed you with good spiritual food and He will speak to you. May the Holy Spirit is a teacher of your life. He will reveal the light of heaven. He will open your eyes and your heart to understand the truth of God. And I believe that you are the doer of the Word of God. In the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 41 to 42, the Bible says, "Then a man named Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come home with him. His only daughter, who was 12 years old, was dying. As Jesus went with him, he was surrounded by the crowds." And then verse 50 to 55 say, "But when Jesus heard what had happened, he said to Jairus, 'Don't be afraid. Just have faith. Just have faith. Let us have faith, and she will be healed.' When they arrived at the house, Jesus would not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the little girl's father and mother. The house was filled with people weeping and wailing, but he said, 'Stop the weeping. When you have faith, you have joy. You don't weep.'" That's why he says, stop the weeping, because when you believe in God, you can be joyful because the miracle is coming. "She is not dead. She is only asleep." But the crowd laughed at him because they all knew she had died. Then Jesus took her by the hand and said in a loud voice, "My child, get up." And at that moment, her life returned and she immediately stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. In this story, Jesus went to pray for a little girl who had died. When he arrived at the house, everyone was crying and upset. He told them that she was not dead. She was just asleep. And they began to laugh and scoff at Jesus. It's not surprising that he only allowed Peter, James, John, and the girl's parents to be with him in the room and witness the child's resurrection. Jesus could have done this miracle in front of everyone, but he kept the others out to show us the importance of surrounding ourselves with people who speak life and hope, people who agree with what we are believing for, who agree with the principle of God, with the promises of God and the power of God. The Bible teaches so much about who we should associate with, who should be our close friend, who we should listen to. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, 28 to 29 say, "A troublemaker plants seed of strife, gossip, and separates the best of friends. Violent people mislead their companions, leading them down a harmful path." The Bible warns us that if we stay around or associate with ungodly people, violent people, people who like to gossip or sin against God, we will be led down a harmful path. Therefore, even though we love them, we pray for them, we witness to them, we should not be close friends with those people. We should surround ourselves with godly friends who have a lot of faith. Make sure you find a church that your pastor, your brother and sister in the church love God, live a holy life, fear the Lord, and seek the kingdom of God first. And they speak only words of faith so that you can hear the word of faith and you can build your faith as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33 to 34 say, "Don't be fooled by those who say such things." You notice that speech or words are so important. Your life can be destroyed by wrong words. That's why watch your mouth, what you say. You only speak positive, faith-filled words from your mouth to your spouse, to your children, to your friend around you. The Bible says, "For bad company corrupts good character. Think carefully about what is right and stop sinning. For to your shame, I say that some of you don't know God at all. The Bible warns us clearly. The bad company, people who don't fear God, who sin against God, will corrupt your character, will cause you to fall down. When you face difficulties, you need to keep your mind filled with thoughts of faith. You cannot afford to have negative, discouraging people telling you how it can never happen. Get out of a negative environment. Get away from people who enable your dysfunction. Get away from people who tell you that where you are is where you will always be. You never progress. You never rise up. You're going to fail all the days of your life. Don't be around those negative and doubtful people. You have to set some boundaries around your life. Don't be close to negative people. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 say, "He who walks with wise men will be wise." Do you want to be wise? Stay around with wise people. Hang around with wise leaders. But the companion of fools will be destroyed. If your close friends are foolish people who don't fear God, who love to sin, who are really rebellious, you will be destroyed. That's why choosing the right friend is so important for your future. Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 to 2 say, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Please stay around people who love the word, who meditates the word, who practice the word. Make sure your close friends are people who fear God, who really want to live righteously. If you're single, I encourage you to find a godly spouse, to find a man or woman who fear God and want to do the right thing. Because you're going to be around your spouse all the time. You need to spend time a lot with your spouse, and you can train your children to be godly people as well. The Bible says clearly, association is so important to our life. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. I like this scripture. "The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John." You know that Peter was the fisherman. He did not have high education. He never went to Bible school. And John did not have training in the Bible school either. For they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men, I want to emphasize this scripture, who had been with Jesus. Peter and John hang out with Jesus for 3.5 years. They saw what Jesus did. They heard what Jesus said. They were around the Anointed One, around the presence of the Holy Spirit. They saw the miracles. They saw how Jesus answered people's questions, how he talked words of wisdom. And Jesus was bold. Jesus was filled with faith. Because of that, the faith, the anointing were imparted into them. And after Jesus was resurrected and went up to heaven, John and Peter became new men. They were so bold. They could preach the word of God because they associated with the man of faith named Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24 say, "For as surely I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." This scripture shows us the importance of what we say. We can pray boldly with faith and we're going to see good outcome, miracles, breakthroughs, victory, blessing. And we can use our mouth to command the mountains of life to go away. Therefore, in your household, in your church, in your company, in your office or your classroom, make sure you watch your mouth, you speak the right thing to your friend. And make sure you hang around with people who speak words of faith, words of love, because the speech will really cause either death or life. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, death and life is in the power of the tongue. In this teaching, I would like to encourage you, find godly friends. If you're single, find a godly spouse. And make sure you watch your mouth. Make sure that you build the atmosphere of faith in your home, in your workplace, in your church. Atmosphere of love and faith by what you say. Always filled with faith and joy. And put the boundaries around your life that you will not allow ungodly people to intrude into you and influence you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the people you have brought into our life who are positive and encourage my faith. Help us, Lord, to build strong relationships with them and to keep our distance from those who are negative and discouraging. We will be careful to set appropriate boundaries in our life, Lord. Please bring in good godly friends, faith-filled friends, that we will have good, righteous, close friends in our life, Lord. At the same time, Father, help us to speak only word of faith, positive word, the word that will bring miracles and signs and wonders and victory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, I believe God will bring in to your life godly friends. Your life will keep going higher and higher, and you're going to become like an eagle that fly above the storm of life. God bless you, and I will see you in other teaching.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,